Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I'm a fly guy, why you still jet lagging? I only sleep when I watch my little cousin snapping. Money coming, but my patience is the issue. Keep them waiting till they miss you, till I'm bleeding like a menstrual. Sure, I said, look a nigga in his eyes. The revolution would not be televised. Not a TV swagger, won't live a lie. Nigga, copy to your best bet, is to lose my vibe, yeah. Now they trying to bump shoulders, chop it up, spit it out, see if they really fly. I don't like the smoke, but I can get really high. I'll show you how I got the game analyzed. It's kinda hard to believe. Niggas really make the task hard to achieve. But bitch, I got the keys, so ain't no doors locked. I'm gonna take you straight to the top. You slipping unless the haters gon' watch. I drop my draws, she drop her jaw. I'm a king in the truest sense, oh lord. Money makes sense, I only know to go hard. I'm more than the problem cause I can't be solved. You ain't saying nothing, you nothing, it's really highball. About to change my rap and a captain highball. Now I see why God made me a black little eyeball. All my niggas hungry, man, I got y'all. Hey, this is for the pimp, this is for the hustlers, this is for the chicks. All the dudes run so I can shine like this. Baby, take the picture, I'm a close wristlet. Yeah, niggas only hate me cause they can't hate my music. Make my own beats and I don't cheat, I really do this. I'm about to go stupid. Watch, LeBron on the court, let me take the last shot. Ha, game time, football, where the kids at? You need y'all, hold up. Hey, you know, like real rap. do. Nah, I don't know. Let's get another drink and go.
Wednesday in the city. It's September 7th. A little delay at the top of the show. Yo, this Blog Talk board is killing me. Welcome to Hump Day. Life's a beach and then you die. That's the topic tonight. With our special guest, Davida Got It, joining us tonight. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I'm your hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. Before we go any further, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA. That's up the street from Delaware, down the street from South Carolina. Give it up for Domare. Welcome to the show.
All right, all right, all right. Bony Nachos World. How's everybody?
What's cracking? Toya on the way from New York. CeeLo's off tonight getting it together. Again, special guest Davida Got It joining us tonight to talk about this thing we call life. And she's going to talk about some things that are important to our community. And we're going to get into it. Again, jump on it, folks, real early. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey now, good evening, everyone. How are you tonight?
What's good? What's good? Let's just jump right to it. Let's go ahead and bring on our special guest, Ms. Got It. She beat me here tonight.
Okay.
So let's just go ahead and bring her on. Ms. Got It, welcome back.
Thank you. Good evening.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you? How's it going?
I'm truly blessed. Everything's going great.
Good deal. Glad to hear it. I just said your name, but won't you go ahead and officially introduce yourself to the world? Tell us what you do and the topic you're here to talk about tonight.
I'm here to talk about life. My name is Davida Got It, and I am a three-time stroke survivor. I had my first stroke at 30, one at 32, and one at 33. And I also have a nonprofit called Healthy Thoughts. I believe your thoughts are extremely powerful. Your thoughts become action, so you have to be careful of what you speak.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thoughts are powerful. It becomes a thought before it becomes an action, right? And it's important that we keep them positive, because just like there are positive thoughts, there are absolutely negative thoughts. So we'll talk about the organization. You know what? Let's talk about the fact that you have had three strokes in your life and you've survived. What condition currently exists, or what condition have you had that actually generated those strokes?
The truth of the matter is 3% of strokes go undiagnosed, and I actually fall in that percentile. They don't know why I've had my strokes. Right, and I take it that I'm here for a purpose, and I accept my purpose. I have a bachelor's degree in accounting and a master's in management, and I was an accountant prior to the strokes, and due to the strokes, I can no longer actually process the numbers. I have some, and I know your listening audience can't see me, but if you were to look at me, I don't look like I've had one stroke, let alone three, and I believe that I've been left this way really to start a movement and have people take care of their health and really recognize the precursors that potentially could cause a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you have no signs, nothing that has signified that you have had a stroke. Because you typically can tell when someone's had a stroke, right? One stroke,
right.
Let alone three.
Well, you can sometimes look at an individual after a stroke and maybe come to the conclusion that they possibly could have had one. But looking at me from the eye, no, it doesn't look like I've had a stroke.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Folks, if you've just joined us tonight, we have our special guest, Davida Got It, and we are just talking about life in general. She's a three-time, stroke survivor. She has an organization, and we're going to talk about positive, healthy thoughts. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Davida Got It, special guest. Life's a beach, and then you die. We'll keep this conversation going. Coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight with CeeLo, who's on vacation. We got Toya live out of Newark, and we got Domer live out of Jersey tonight.
Should be more social, 'cause we keep to ourselves most of the time. They just don't understand what we got going on, 'cause a love like this is so hard to find. Don't wanna live by no one else's designs, though every day ain't glamour, to me it's just fine. I'm perfect the way that we are. Ooh, nothing ordinary about the way I feel. Nothing extraordinary, this is real. Don't need to reach for the stars. Happy and longer than our beautiful ordinary life. I love my beautiful ordinary life with you. Spend a day doing a lot of nothing, 'cause anything's alright long as I'm with you, baby. We don't need special plans, don't need no reservations, 'cause my favorite place is right here with you. Don't wanna live my life any other way, 'cause baby, it's a simple thing that can't be replaced. Unperfect the way that we
about life.
We do like that song.
Thank God. We do. I don't hear it anywhere else, but hey, we're the only one playing it. That's fine, because I like Wayne Brady.
No doubt. Welcome to the show, Davida. We were talking with Ms. Got It earlier, who's a three-time stroke survivor. And when you talk about life, that is absolutely an interesting life phenomenon, I think. Davida's been on the show previously, so we are familiar with the story. It's just, like, crazy to me. I don't remember you telling us the last time that there was like, no diagnosis for what pretty much drove the Strokes. That's like crazy to me.
You know, it seems to be uncommon, but the truth of the matter is that it's not uncommon. Like I said, they do go undiagnosed for whatever reason. Medically, they don't know what causes some strokes. And I feel as though for me, like I stated, that I believe that I'm a testimony, and I feel that if just as individuals, if we look at whatever it is that's going on in our lives, that if we, you know, take aside the strokes and just life in general, whatever ailment that it is that you might have, if you just try to really control it, and there's so many things that along with your thoughts and, you know, medicine and things of this nature, we as individuals can overcome so many things.
Let's talk about healthy thoughts. And clearly we know what was the foundation of the movement. But talk to us about healthy thoughts and how that came about.
Absolutely. In 2007, I had two strokes. In between those two strokes, I had the great pleasure of meeting the late Yolanda King, and it was the first engagement that I ever spoke at, and it was in May of 2007. I met her that Saturday. I spoke, I told my story, and she looked at me in the eyes, and she said, you know, you have a great testimony. People need to hear your testimony. It did not resonate with me at that moment what she was saying to me. And I will tell you that next week, a couple days later, Yolanda King passed away in California right after seeing her. And I said to myself, life is so short. It had resonated with me because she had started the movement, a stroke movement with the American Heart Association because of Coretta Scott King. And going to Yolanda King's memorial services and really understanding the dynamics and really how powerful that this is and how it affects our community, I then started and took it upon myself. I said, you know what, out of all the things, I don't look like I have a stroke. I haven't lost my speech. A lot of people can't speak after a stroke, and I still speak very well. I'm going to use my voice to be heard for others to understand how many people are affected in this country alone, let alone the world, with strokes. And with that, I began speaking, and I actually formalized Healthy Thoughts in 2010. It's a 501c3, and we have several core initiatives to spread stroke awareness and provide support to stroke survivors and their families. And one of the main ones is 10% of youth that have a stroke die of a stroke, and a lot of that is simply because they don't know how to relay that to us. And there's a program called Chauncey's Choice. It's named after my now 8-year-old. And at the age of 7, Chauncey came to me. He said, you know, Mommy, I want other youth to know about strokes and understand it, but not in the manner in which I did. I sat down with him. We developed this program. And in of April of this year, I had 23 students graduate between the ages of 5 and 12 that could actually tell you the difference between the two types of major strokes, an ischemic stroke or a hemorrhagic stroke. They could also tell you when to call 911 and all these different things. And if you have a child, we all know that children come home and relay that information to parents. This is why they tell children in school to recycle, because they know if we tell a child to recycle, they're going to make sure the parent recycles. So if you teach a child about stroke, not only can they potentially save their life, but they can potentially save the lives of those in their household. I also have Gianna's Gift, which is my 2-year-old, well, she has to be 2 on the 21st of this month. I had her after the stroke. In the midst of trying to get back on my feet and working through the episodes of the stroke, there were so many organizations and so forth that reached out to Chauncey and I and really took hold of us and cradled us through the holidays and so forth, and I wanted to give back. And Gianna's Gift is an initiative that gives back at Christmas time, where you can either adopt a stroke survivor family or you can donate goods to the nonprofit so it can be given to stroke survivors and their family.
That's awesome.
That's just a couple of them. There's some other ones out there, but those are the main two.
So your children actually have become advocates through your personal experience. I think that's awesome.
Absolutely. Me actually going through this and really looking at our lives, especially if you just take a step back and look at what's going on around you. As I watched Chauncey and the things that he was going through, he was 3 and 4 when I had the second and third stroke, and like I said, he's now 8. And just really understanding his experiences, is really where a lot of my programs come from. I have another one called Life Begins, where it's for the Chaunceys of the world, where they can go to overnight camp and just be a child again. He had to instantly become my caretaker, my husband. He should not be. So just to give them a safe haven where they can literally be a child, but they also come out, and by the time they finish the two-week overnight camp, they're certified in Chauncey's Choice. There's breakout sessions where they can talk about their experiences going on in the household, but then the rest of the overnight camp is just simply them being a child and experiencing camp.
That is that's awesome, Davita. Miss Davita guided our special guest tonight. I'd like to take some time to actually, you know, extend condolences to the family of the late great Leroy Salmon. Leroy Salmon may not be popular to a lot of people outside of Florida, but Leroy Salmon, who owns a string of restaurants here called Leroy Salmon's, played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from 1976 to 1984. Mr. Salmon had a stroke on Friday, died on Saturday. Folks, this is serious stuff that causes us to look at our lives. Davita said it, life is short. So, again, condolences going out to the late, great Leroy Salmon and his family.
Look, I know he had you thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You say, no, no, no. I'm sure you think you'd be the best. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know he put some dice in you, baby, baby. And then he left you gasping for air. Well, I can't breathe no life in you, baby. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe
TM Hyman Radio Live. Again, big condolences going out to the family of Leroy Salmon. Leroy Salmon played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from 1976 to 1984. Six-time Pro Bowl participant, you know, three-time first-team All-Star, you know, second, you know, team All-Star. I mean, Leroy really did a lot. He went down in the NFL Hall of Fame as a defensive linebacker. He has a string of restaurants here in Florida. They just hung his number 63 up in the stadium last year. I was there for that ceremony. And, you know, Mr. Salmon attended a big conference here just this past, not this past weekend, but last weekend before last, only to be gone, you know, today. He had a massive stroke on Friday, was hospitalized, and did not rebound. We have our special guest, Ms. Davita Goddard, here tonight talking about her organization, Healthy Thoughts. She's a three-time stroke survivor. She absolutely has a purpose on this earth, and we're helping her to fulfill it by being a guest on the show tonight. Again, Healthy Thoughts, Ms. Davita Goddard. Davita, when you actually had your first stroke, do you remember what happened? Has each stroke been the same in the sense that, you know, what happens to your body? Are you functioning? Can you hear? Can you see? Or do you totally go into shutdown?
Everybody is actually different with the there are five core warning signs of a stroke, but everybody is different in actually what they might experience when having the stroke. They might have one, they might have multiple, and I actually go over those. But before I actually go into what the warning signs of a stroke are, I want to send my condolences to the families and friends of Mr. Leroy Salmon. Strokes are a devastating occurrence that happens in the family. That's why it's so important that we truly understand this silent killer. The five warning signs of a stroke could be a severe headache out of nowhere with no known causes, sudden confusion or trouble speaking or understanding, an inability to walk, blurred vision, weakness and numbness on one side or both sides of the body. These are the five core warning signs, and there are other warning signs out there, dizziness or loss of bowel and bladder control sometimes happens to some of the elders. But with me, with the first stroke, to answer your question, I actually woke up and my entire left side was numb and my vision was blurred. And when I really understood what was going on, I actually called my mother. And she asked me why was I calling her. I then proceeded. She told me, Davita, you know, you need to call the doctors. And once I called him and told him what my symptoms were, he told me to get to the closest ER. If you can get to the closest ER, even if you think you might be having a stroke, there is a three-hour window, and they potentially might be able to administer a drug to you called TPA if you fit the requirements for the drug. And the drug is remarkable. It can actually potentially reverse the effects that you have had from the stroke. And this is why it's so crucial.
You were able to drive yourself? You were able to
I didn't drive myself.
Drive
No.
Okay.
I didn't drive myself. Actually, my son's father actually drove me to the hospital.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm about to say, bionic woman, get out of here.
No. But it is absolutely crucial that, you know, and there's so many factors that we have that we don't even realize. There's such a disconnect in the community that, you know, oh, I have high blood pressure. There's people that have high blood pressure, and you know what? I took my water pill today, but I forgot to take it, you know, the next day and so forth. Oh, I have a headache today. And what they're not realizing is the headache is giving you a warning sign saying, you know what, your pressure is up. Something's not right. And in our community, we don't understand that in itself, your blood pressure, you're not taking your pressure medicine or your water pill every day, could potentially cause you to have a stroke. You have to take your pressure medicine every single day. You cannot skip a day with blood pressure medicine. You just can't. The same with cholesterol and diabetes, and we know in the African-American community, diabetes is very strong, just as high blood pressure is. It's just really whether you're on insulin or it's controlled by your diet, to really learn how to control that and have an open and honest conversation with your doctor so that you don't potentially have a stroke.
And that's very serious. And folks, this is B-Real Radio, right? And I know in our community we really do not pay enough attention to what she just described as silent killers, okay? Blood pressure, cholesterol, silent killers. I have issues with both. So guess what? You're preaching to me when you say you cannot skip a day. I've gone a whole week. I've gone a week and a half without taking blood pressure medication. And I know for a fact that it's a problem. Now, I don't think my blood pressure is as bad as others, but regardless, if you're on the pill, take it.
You need to take it because everybody's number, I mean, there are definitely guidelines for blood pressure, but if they put you on that medicine, you really need to be on it. The other thing is, and I say this so often, you know, we've all been 18, 19, 20, you know, 20, I don't want to say 18, 19, but we've all been like 21, 22. And alcohol, too, plays a key factor in this. Alcohol, drug abuse. These are all things that, you know, we can definitely change, or smoking. You know, anything that coagulates your blood, meaning it doesn't allow your blood to pass through your arteries smoothly so that it can get to your brain, could potentially cause you to have a stroke. And these are things
Absolutely.
That can, it clots your blood. So even if you have an autoimmune disease that clots your blood, like sickle cell or anything of that nature, you have to be very cautious. So whatever meds that you're on or whatever precautionary measures that you take, you really need to listen to your doctor because those things can stop you from potentially having a stroke.
Absolutely. Special guest, Ms. DeVita, got it. Topic tonight, life's a beach and then you die. Coming up, we got health and wellness.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
10:33 on the East Coast.
Make that rolling music. I want that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
Ah. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, yeah.
Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty,
yeah, I'm rolling,
beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty,
I'm rolling.
I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cut, this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shy. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. 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 Now. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get 'em, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with 'em.
and my mouth twitching. Clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't f*** with, what about, oh, you don't f*** with that. Let's take it back to, I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I f*** with your G, and I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go, next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. The regular life, my life was like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them, I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
I'm Hyman Radio Live. That was your boy OD with Roland. Thanks for joining us this evening. We are getting ready to get the health and wellness news from the one and only Domare out of Chesapeake, VA.
OMG, I feel like I haven't done health and wellness in so long. Good evening, world. And I just want to announce to all those listeners who heard me on the show the other night, the patch has been removed. I can see clearly now that the rain is gone.
Hey.
I just want to say thank you for your prayers. I have the doctor has released me. I am so thankful and thank God. All right, and tonight's health and wellness topic, I know we've already started school for some people in some states. This might be your second week of school or your first week, but there are also some other states who hadn't started school yet, and a lot of it's due to Irene. So tonight's health and wellness topic is about preparing our kids for getting back to school, getting back into that that school routine, that back-to-school habit. I just have a couple tips tonight that I just want to put out there to help your child make the transition into, you know, this back-to-school 2011-2012 year. Definitely remember, I know I am a stickler for making sure like a week before school starts that they get back into that bedtime routine. It's not something you want to start the week of school, especially if you let your kids stay up to all hours of the night during the summertime. I know school has started, so it may be a little bit too late, but do your best to get them on a good sleep regimen to make sure that they don't fall asleep in school and that they stay focused and their mind is clear. Another thing you want to do also is to show them the way. What I mean by that, especially if your child is attending a new school this year, or like if they're going to a new grade or they're in a new area, what you want to do, make sure you went to school with them on the first day or the second day, or if they don't go back yet, whenever they do go back, go with them to make sure that transition is smooth. So show them all around the school. Hopefully your school had an open house, so they could come in, meet the teacher, meet some of the administrators, the principal, see some of the different areas of the school, or maybe the teacher, like my daughter's teacher, they took them around the school on the first day of school and showed them, you know, just different things that they would be doing, the different resources they'll be using. What you also want to do is prepare your teacher or prepare the teacher. Once you find out who the teacher is that your child is going to have, go to school, meet them yourself. Not just at the open house. You want to do a personal meet and greet, or maybe meet them over the email or the phone, just so you can introduce yourself to them, let them know who you are, let them know a little bit about your child so they can see that you have interest in what's going on in your child's school life. So, you know, if they have any special needs or problems, you want to communicate that to the teacher. And, or, you know, like, for instance, my daughter is allergic to bug bites. I don't want to go through the medical red tape as far as sending stuff to school to keep her from being bit. So I just make sure I let her teacher know, please let me know the days that they're going to have recess, things of that sort. So, you know, she's allergic to bug bites. I have to make sure she's, you know, equipped, appropriately equipped. So you want to talk as much as you can. Even if school has already started or it hasn't started, the best thing you can do for that student is to talk to them. That makes the transition that much more easy because they will be facing a lot of things like peer pressure, bullying, and those are some negative things they'll be facing, but they'll also be facing some positive things like, again, meeting new friends, going into a new grade. So you want to talk to them, encourage them to talk as much as they can, express their feelings so that they don't become stagnant or they don't shut down. You also want to let them know that learning is continuous. So we just don't stop learning because June came around. Learning is something that goes on every day, all day, 366 days of every, you know, of every year. So definitely talk to your child, talk to your student. Be as organized as you possibly can. I know as a mom, organization is something that sometimes goes right out of the window because you have so much going on. In your mind, you have a plan. But when you have a child, they can take that plan to the left or to the right. So all that you can do is do your best to prepare. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And you also, establish a daily routine with them. I talked to my daughter about getting a dry erase board, and we put our schedule on the board so we know what we're doing on Mondays, what we're doing on Tuesdays and through the rest of the week so that they can prepare themselves and you can prepare as well. That'll also help with the organization, and it also helps them to feel a part of what's going on in the home and as far as their schedule is concerned. Also, again, for your teenagers who might go into high school, things of that sort, help them establish goals for the year. I know we're just getting into school, first and second week, things of that sort, but help them to establish goals for the year. They may not be seniors or juniors quite yet, so they haven't started planning for college, but if they're freshmen or sophomores, just help them set some reachable, obtainable goals for the year that, you know, by the end of the year they can say, you know, well, this is what I've done to get here and I've reached this goal. Also, you can help your teenagers become prioritize as well. I know a lot of teenage girls like to carry around purses or pocketbooks, things like that, or cell phones. The cell phones are so fancy now, they have organizers and planners and all that good stuff on them. Help them to organize their planner. If they have things going on, extracurricular activities, make sure they have it in their phone or they have a daily planner they can take around to help stay organized. It also helps with responsibility, is teaching them responsibility as well. And you definitely want to encourage your teenagers, not only your teenagers, but you want to encourage your children, period, in school. They say so many things in school that in the world, period. They say so many things that you want to keep them uplifted as much as you possibly can. I know one thing my daughter faced a lot, especially on the bus, was the negativity of the bullying and the kids being mean. I remember, you know, a couple of days to the point I had to actually take her off the bus. She come home, Mommy, the kids are so mean. The bus driver is so mean. There are certain things you just cannot control. But what you can control is the encouragement that you give to your kids each and every day. So you want to make sure you keep them uplifted as much as possible. Keep a positive environment at home around them so that they can take that out with them and that their light will shine and have hopefully cut down the negativity. And, again, I cannot stress enough, communicate, talk. That never ends. Whether they in school, they finish school, or whatever the case may be, never stop talking. Again, learning just doesn't end with school. It doesn't end in June. Learning is continuous every day, all day. As adults, we still learn. So always keep lines of communication open with their children so that they can feel comfortable enough to come talk to you or a responsible adult if there's a need, you know, for them to have an issue or things of that sort. I just wanted to bring a couple tips to you just to help your kids prepare if they already started school or on their way back to school, to help them have a smooth transition this year. And hopefully I helped. I can't wait to join you back next Wednesday with Health and Wellness. Oh, hey, okay, well, I'm still on with Health and Wellness. Hello, is anybody out there? Terrence, Toya?
I am
okay,
talking
well,
up a
storm. It's just me and you tonight.
I'm just talking up a storm, right? Hey,
on me.
Great tip.
Are you on mute again?
Great tip. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, there's a story in the news still right now about a teacher and a student. So I'm not a parent, right? So parents, please talk to your kids. Create that line of communication, because a lot of these teachers, you know, they want to hump your kids. So teachers aren't your kids' life. Talk to your kids. Create that line of communication. These freaky
Always. Ass
teachers. So thank you for that help. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live. Freaky teachers. Wow.
I'm not afraid.
Radio Live Taylor Music Group. Hey girl, that right there was Electric Chameleon. You inside Hump Day Wednesday, September 7th, 2011. I'm about to say 2011. Tonight, we discussed that game called Life with our special guest, Davita Got It. Coopster, live from Washington, D.C., hanging out with us tonight. What up, Coop? Hello, Coop. How you with us? Coop? All right, Miss Davita Got It.
Got it.
You with us? Somebody has some extreme background noise there, Miss Got It. thanks for joining us, Miss Got It. We got Toya hanging out live from Newark. CeeLo is not with us tonight. We have Domare in Chesapeake. Miss Got It, the one thing that I was wondering while we were over break, just really pondering all that you just shared because it was great information. And I think life-changing, life-threatening information, if not applied appropriately, would you not agree?
Say that again.
Well, I kind of collided some thoughts. Ultimately, I wanted to ask you a question, but I was just stating that the information that you just shared is life-changing and life-threatening if not applied appropriately.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When you talk about cholesterol and high blood pressure, those are – I know blood pressure is a key – I mean, that's a serious one when it comes to strokes. But the question that I was going to ask, has – the three strokes that you've had, you stated that you were accountant. I think you said that you no longer process numbers the way you did. And I'm not sure if I made that up in my mind. But has the strokes, although you don't look any different, have the strokes diverted you in any way from what you were aspiring to do compared to what you're doing right now as an advocate?
Absolutely. No, it does. Absolutely. It did. I mean, I had high aspirations. Like I said, I did very well, I feel as though, in my career to be, you know, to be young in the top companies that I worked for. And after
May
the
I ask
first
how young
book,
are you?
I'm 36 now.
Okay, great. Young.
I was young. So, you know, to have a stroke at 30 and – with the first stroke, I was able to go back to work. The second one, I actually went back to work, and it was after the second one when I realized when I went to do my month-end close that my writing was off. I couldn't actually do the month-end close. I didn't understand this because my naivety really led me to believe that I had rehabilitated myself the first time because of my age, not because I did not understand the magnitude of what had happened to me. And I know that sounds crazy, but I've never known anyone to have a stroke. It doesn't run in my family, anything. And the misconception is that when they show it to you on TV, it's always someone that's elderly. So for me,
right.
In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, typically with a lot of things, you know, if you're younger, you rehabilitate easier. And that's what I thought that really just had happened to me. It was my age, and that's why I was okay. And I really didn't understand why wasn't I able to do the things I was able to do after the first one, and I couldn't do it after the second one.
Wow. Wow, that's really serious, and I take this seriously. One, because I have two issues that are prime time for such a situation as this. But at the age of 30, having a stroke, what that means is that most of our listeners, definitely everybody on this show, is qualified to potentially have a stroke. Okay, everybody on this show who's at least 30 years old. Did you have high blood pressure or cholesterol or any health issues that may have attributed to the stroke?
None. The only thing that I do have is that I'm African American.
Wow. Which means that we're twice as likely, right?
It's something in our genetic makeup, and of course, because I'm not a doctor, but we are twice as likely to have a stroke than any other race.
Right. Well, I think what you're doing is admirable. We need more young people speaking out of their experience. It is absolutely a significant testimony. And folks, if you have questions, don't be ashamed. You see, I ask any question that comes to mind, and she doesn't mind answering them eloquently and as gracefully as she does. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You are inside Hump Day Wednesday with our special guest, Ms. Javita Goddard. This is her second time gracing our program. We appreciate it because she brings great tips and insight. All the way live from Washington, D.C., let's try this again. Coop, are you with us, brother? Welcome to the show. Maybe not. Omer, Toya, questions for Ms. Goddard. This is a great dialogue we're having tonight.
TM, can I put something out there for your Philadelphia listeners?
Absolutely, please.
Well, I'm in the Philadelphia area, of course, and I just wanted to let you know, if you have any listeners in the Philadelphia area, this Saturday in the Northeast at 9137 Roosevelt Boulevard, it's called Headliners Barbershop. We're trying to reach the men. We're giving out $8 haircuts, and you can also have a stroke assessment and get stroke literature. It's a way, as we all know, men don't like to go to doctors in general, but it's definitely a way to reach the men, and it's a way to give back to the cause. The owner of the barbershop, Darrell Riddick, his family suffers from cardiovascular disease, and stroke, and he wanted to be able to reach men.
Hey, that's awesome. The name of the event, again, the address and the cost, one more time.
Sure, absolutely. It's called Cut the Stroke Out of Your Life. It's at 9137 Roosevelt Boulevard in Philadelphia, and it's from 4 to 7, and it's $8 for a haircut.
$8 for a haircut. Take your kids out there, my dudes, go and, you know, get oh so fresh, oh so clean, and get an assessment while you're at it. We love promoting positive people doing positive things. Again, man, I cannot express the importance of applying this feedback. If you are just tuning into the show, it's at 10:58. We're going into the second hour. Go back and listen to the podcast. We have our special guest, Ms. Javita Goddard, who's going to hang out with us for a few more moments. Folks, if you have questions, hit us up. LD. Like that. We'll be right back. See you on the radio live.
You know what it is. I just want to bring it. I just want to feel real good, too. I just want to bring it. I think they like it like that. I think they feel it, make it clap like that. Like that. Like that. Like that. Like that. I think they like it like that. Like that. If you feel it, make it clap like that.
Make it clap like this, make it clap like that. I'm something that hate on, but you can't be mad. How you gon' be mad, homie? I can't explain why my chicks be bad. And how they throw it in the bag. And your chicks looking through the window feeling so sad. Tricks if you got a supply, the duffel bag. Flies a hovercraft, different level of swag. A different level, I'm giving you something new. Tired of the same songs and lines it's overdue. And I don't want to compare to none of you. I just want you to put your hands in the air and bring them to me. Clap, clap, I know you like it like that. When LG pick a track like that.
I think they like it like that.
I'm into all of y'all, can't limit to one girl. That girl buy expensive things, I'm talking black pearl. And when she feeling good, she my little black pearl. I got a blonde, I remain the color cool with. Yeah, she got her own, she just bought a cool whip. The others I be hitting parties with. Talking about some girls, making dudes getting jealous with. Yeah, I'm stoop fly to the toes. Person in Febreze, you already know. They ask me why I'm so cold. Cause I'm cooler than a fan, let the wind chill blow. Yeah, I know you like it like that. When LG pick a track like that.
I think they like it like that. Like that. If you feel it, make you clap like that. Like that. I think they like it like that. Like that.
rock now. Never miss a 3 point, so no need for rebound. Alpine speakers pumping so heavy. I'm just trying to go forward, so no need for a Chevy. Good people asking questions like, damn, who is he? Second guess yourself, yes, I make you too iffy. But I'm the real deal, big dough. And I'm ready, no SpongeBob. My white friends say I'm rad. See me gliding through the sky, higher than a climax. Yeah, I know you like it like that. When LG pick a track like that, I think they like it like that.
Everybody. It is 10:03 out in New Orleans. It's 10:03 in Houston, Texas. It's 11:03 in North Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We got our special guest, Miss Davida Got It, 3-time stroke survivor and head of, I'm assuming you are president, chairwoman, executive director, all
founder.
Of that.
Survivor speaker.
Right? thanks for just hanging out with us tonight. You are oh so real, and you're a blessing to us. We appreciate you. Again, tell us about the organization, how we can support the spinoffs of now the organization, the little ones going on to do great work also on behalf of, you know, the disease itself. How can we support Facebook, Twitter? Hit us up.
Yes, absolutely. Hit us up on Facebook at Healthy Thoughts. Twitter is HT_world. The website is healthythoughtsworld.org. Feel free to donate. We also have another initiative called Shower Me With Love. For those individuals that don't like to donate money, you can donate toiletries for stroke survivors. The address is actually on the website. It's healthythoughtsworld.org. And like I said, Healthy Thoughts is here to spread stroke awareness and provide support to stroke survivors and their families. And just know that approximately every 40 to 45 seconds, someone in this country has a stroke. It is the third leading cause of death in this country and the number one cause of long-term disability and the second leading cause of death in the world. And all of it is preventive. If we just really know the warning signs during the website, we can all be survivors.
That's awesome. And there's an event going on in Philadelphia on Saturday. Again, tell us about the event.
Absolutely. Saturday, September the 10th, it's in Northeast Philadelphia at 9137 Roosevelt Boulevard, called Headliners Barbershop. It's from 4 to 7. Come out and get your hair cut for $8. The proceeds goes to the nonprofit. And at the same time, you can have your stroke assessment and also receive some stroke literature. And, of course, I'll be out there while you guys are getting your hair cut.
Well, now, big up to Headliners and all the entrepreneurs, not just in Philly, but just up and down the East Coast, in our communities, supporting us, giving back. We appreciate those leaders trying to definitely increase awareness when it comes to health in our community. Health awareness is not significant enough in our communities, my friends. So anybody trying to promote anything positive in the community, hit us up, drop us a line, schedule a time to come on. We will absolutely promote what you're doing. as well as new music if you have it. Hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. That's tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Anything else? Miss Gotti. Wow, you've been a jewel to us. Thank you.
Thank you. The phone number for Healthy Thoughts is 215-637-5815. It's 215-637-5815. Thanks, Tim.
5815. Ms. Gotti, this is what I would say to you. I deal with a lot of people, know a lot of people, and I know substance when I hear it, right? You sound like a person of integrity. You are genuine. And I think you're absolutely fulfilling your purpose, right? You ought to try to get in contact with someone about writing a book. I don't know if you're already on that path. I don't know if you've told me that before. But before you leave, I want to make sure that I speak that into what you're doing. And anything that we can do, any resources that I have no problem passing along. I know a few people who've written some books, who've done some books themselves, that's done significantly well. I think the information that you're sharing, I think the way that you're sharing it, and your passion, I think whatever you put in, you're going to get 100-fold out. And I think you ought to try to encompass it all somehow into a book that so that when you leave us, we have something to refer back to. Because, see, I'm mad I wasn't taking notes tonight. I got to go back and listen to the podcast again because, again, I think you're really helping us, and I want to be able to know and take this further. So I see a book coming. I see a book.
I absolutely appreciate that, and I humbly thank you for allowing me to come back on the show again. Last time I was a little ill last time, so I think it was about 6 months back, but I definitely thank you, and it is so imperative in our community. And I just want to say last thing for our community, for the African-American community, there is a true disconnect with 911. We don't like to call 911. We don't think that they're going to come, and the truth of the matter is sometimes they don't. But listen, don't give up on them. If you think you're having a stroke, if you think you have those warning signs, either get to the hospital. Do not sit at home. Minutes lost are brain cells lost, and the price that you incur on your family for not getting that help, whether it's them rehabilitating you or whatever that might be, is way more greater than potentially seeking the help from the hospital.
Thank you very much. Ms. DeVita got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night. We'll be right back, everybody. It's 11:08. Diddy, Dirty Money.
So hard to breathe, they say that we call no love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt feeling before love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, ain't gonna make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love
drink. When I wanted it blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
been our topic. We've been specifically talking about strokes or just stroking out itself, along with a three-time stroke survivor, Miss Davita Goddard, who was really speaking to us out of her experience and telling us about her organization, Healthy Thoughts, that's doing real positive things in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. CeeLo is out, but Toya is in tonight with Entertainment National News coming to us all the way live out of Newark, Delaware. It's Toya.
Good afternoon in the morning time. Is that what CeeLo says? I don't know, but good evening, everyone. Tonight in the news, just touching on some things in the government. Romney and Perry, they had their debate, a feisty campaign debate, actually, this evening. Took place in Simi Valley, California. A lot of key points made. Everyone knows that this is going to be a big race coming up in the next couple of years. So Romney and Perry, they sparred over everything from jobs to Social Security to, you know, the money being spent, you know, in the government. So if you didn't get a chance to check that out, it is actually the first of three in, I think, as many, yeah, first of three in the next few weeks. So there should be a couple of more that will be going on. But Perry and Romney, who are the Republican candidates for the presidential race. Also, in the government, Obama should be addressing us all tomorrow with his new plan. He's coming up with a new plan that is supposed to help with jobs, help with tax cuts. Seems like the same thing we've heard before, but it's supposed to balance out some of the spending. So, you know, we'll see. They'll be speaking on that tomorrow, but the big things will be to help those people who have been out of jobs and also to cut payroll tax that supports Social Security. So we'll see how that turns out when he addresses the nation. Sad news out of Russia. There is actually a private jet that was carrying a Russian professional hockey team to its first game of the season. It actually crashed earlier today. Shortly after takeoff, killed 43 people. In that crash, it did include not only European and Russian players, but also some former NHL players, some people that actually played in our National Hockey League. So, you know, it's a tragedy. I know that the Hockey League, NHL, has gone through a few tough things over the past few months. I believe there was some suicide that happened a few months ago, or actually, if not a few months ago, maybe earlier this month, and also an accidental drug overdose. So it's been a lot going on in NHL over the recent months, and this just adds to it. So prayers go out to our to the families of those people that were involved in the crash. For those of you who have been under a rock for the past few days, you may not know that there have been some wildfires that have been spreading like crazy in Texas, especially over the past 3 days. They're actually finally starting to gain some ground and actually starting to try to contain those fires. They've been burning out of control. If you can log on to like CNN, they've shown videos about how fast the fires have been growing, and a lot of it is in part not only because of wind, but of the drought that they've been having in that area. So I believe there have been a lot of homes, I think a total of over 1,100 homes that have been destroyed by the wildfires in the last week. So, you know, our prayers go out to those families and all the people in the areas in Texas that are being affected by the actual wildfires. But they're actually starting to gain ground and trying to contain that fire, which is a good thing. Crazy news. There has been a report of a California principal accused of molesting 7 girls, and this was reported by the Associated Press actually not too long ago, I think just a couple of hours ago. But the principal of a small private school in the suburbs of the state capital was arrested today on charges that he fondled at least 7 girls over the past 15 years, and that just came months after he was accused of touching female students under their clothes. So not sure what's going on with these people nowadays, but just like Terrence said, there's some people that want to sleep with your kids. There's also some people that just want to touch on them, so you need to be careful of that as well. And that's coming out of California. California principal accused of molesting 7 girls, and that's just the 7 that we know of. The girls were between the ages of 4 and 7, and he would just do things like pull them onto his lap, fondle them, and fondle them and things of that sort. So some sick people out there. Make sure you talk to your children the way that Domare did recommend earlier in her health and wellness, because you never know what's going on in schools. You never know what's going on in the minds of these crazy people either. So keep that in mind. And that is all that I have for you in entertainment and national news this evening.
Wow, and a fine job you did. I tell you, people, talk to your kids, create that line of communication. People are losing their minds in a day and age where you can't trust the clergy, where you can't trust the educators. Who the hell can you trust? Come on. Jesus. Help me. It's 11:23, everybody.
Yeah.
TM Harmon Radio Live with Drew Hill. Tell me what you want. Okay, they probably kind of better than me. But thank you for joining us tonight. It is currently 11:27 in the city of Chesapeake, where I am so delighted to be joining you tonight and entertaining the world. Thank you for joining us. And tonight we're talking about life's the beach. Then you pass on. That sounds just so final. Of course it is, but it just sounds so bad. Anyway, I don't think we touched too much on life's a beach and then you die. I really appreciate Ms. Goddard for coming on tonight, sharing her story with us, because, I mean, she definitely does not sound like a three-time stroke victim, and I definitely appreciate all the good work that she has done, because we definitely need to know, we need more advocates. People really don't understand that there's always somebody that has it worse than you. But if you don't open your mouth and tell your testimony, you don't know how many lives that you can save with your own story. And I just thank her and appreciate her for doing that. I'm definitely not a stroke victim, but I definitely pay attention to my body. That's one thing I was always raised to do, and that's what I teach my daughter to, is definitely pay attention to your body in and out, so that when something is, you know, not right or operating correctly, you can, you know, call your mom or call the doctor, or call the 911 immediately. But life's a beach and then you go. But, you know, that's so true. You know, we take it for granted sometimes instead of paying attention to some of the most important things, and then we are gone. We think it is a beach sometimes, but, you know, we don't pay attention to our weight or pay attention to those things, to things that we can prevent, as far as we can prevent diabetes. Or certain diabetes, not type 2 diabetes, but we can prevent diabetes. You can prevent high blood pressure. You can prevent having stroke. A lot of things that we can prevent from having that we don't pay attention to because we're in this life's a beach state of mind bubble. Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all bubbles. I think we're often in a bubble. We're often in a bubble due to us wanting to do what we want to do versus us doing what we're supposed to do, because even if you acquire diabetes and acquire high blood pressure and acquire high cholesterol, you know, knowing is half the battle. You know, once you know, then what you're going to do. Then, you know, in the midst, it's this thing called intervention. You know, life's most people say a bitch. We choose not to say a bitch. We choose to say a beach because I prefer hanging out at the beach. I like the beach. And to me, your life's a journey, and then you go. Like you said, but folks, my friends, you know, listeners, guess what? Life is what you make it.
Definitely.
Life is what you make it. And life is really about applying information, which is knowledge, acquiring the proper understanding, and then applying that understanding and that knowledge in a way that makes you prosperous. You know what they call her? You know what they call her? They call her wisdom. It's about knowledge, understanding, wisdom. Put them in any order you want to. But that's when you understand that you have reached like the full realm of maturity, right?
But you know, not only that, though.
If you know better, you do better.
Don't hold that in, though. You got to share it. Share that wisdom. Share that knowledge. Share that information. Don't keep it all to yourself.
And that's what we do. And that's what we do. And I commend the people who come on and really speak out of their own experiences. And I commend this team, you know, because it takes a team to pull this together for you every time you hear our voices. We aren't just coming on, you know, in our respective places and cities. And the studio was not opened up, you know, just because. We do this to empower, to educate, so that people can understand. Because if you understand, then you can do better. You can improve your quality of life. And that's what brings about, again, old girl, that girl. She fly too, that girl wisdom. And then you got to share her. Coop all the way from Washington, D.C. What's going on, Coop?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing tonight?
We good tonight, bro. We good, man. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, no problem. I think I joined y'all by accident earlier. I was just listening. I think I pressed the wrong button.
Yes, I think
you know what? It's all right, my brother. It's all right. Don't man dropping knowledge on us. Don't man just dropping knowledge as well as just wrapping up from Miss Davita Goddard, who just came in and you know, told us about her experience. Cool. I can't even imagine having a stroke once, right? And I am very, I'm probably at odds out of everybody. I'm probably the one who could probably have a stroke the quickest, and I'm not trying to speak anything into an existence, you know, but again, I have high blood pressure and I have cholesterol issues, so I'm only saying that out of just what I know is knowledge. And you got to be, folks, let me tell you something. Some people try to be so spiritual, so holy, so caught up in scripture that, you know, they know that they got high blood pressure. They know they got sugar diabetes. They know they got high cholesterol. But they plead the blood of Jesus over their diseases. Now, let me tell you something. That's what he blessed us with medicine for. You can't know that you have issues and keep doing what you're doing and rebuking it. Let me tell you something. It ain't going to work. Yo, you're going to die. You're going to die. You got to apply information. I'm off that soapbox, but I'm here to tell you strokes are real. People in the African American community, you know, they dying over strokes and high blood pressure, and because we too damn fat, and we don't want to do anything about it. I'm done with that. Coop, what's going on in D.C.?
Hey, nothing, man. Hey, I hear you, man. It's very true. We don't want to think about it, especially males, because I know, like how Dee Dee was saying, so much you tell a daughter to pay attention to your body, know your body. I thought about that. I said, man, as males, we're not paying attention to that. But because we're taught that way. We're taught that way because we out there brushing our head open and stuff. And I mean, right. So we're thinking about being tough, and so we don't do the doctor thing the way we should.
Yeah, and we end up, let me tell you something. My grandfather, God bless him, and he left a tremendous legacy. So I know everything happens for a reason. But, you know, I question some things. And it's okay to question. I'm going to say it because I'm just real. And I would talk to people at the board table like this. So I would talk to my friends like this personally. So, you know, just buckle your seatbelts, people. I question if it was the will of God for my grandfather to die with what started off as cancer. What is cancer in the genitals? What is that called?
Testicular cancer, testicular cancer.
Okay, so,
I can't even get the word.
So not, okay, but
testicular?
It's something broad. It's something broader than that. It's, I just can't think of.
Is it colon? Not colon cancer.
What kind of test do men get at 40? What kind of test?
Oh, the prostate.
Prostate cancer.
He died from what started off as prostate cancer. The prostate cancer it went away after some issues. I mean, after some surgery, some trials, some different tests, it came back. It spread throughout his entire body, and that's what killed him. I sat and watched him literally be eaten away by cancer. And I've just gotten to the point in my life at 35 years old, and this is about 4 years old, situations like 3 years old, to where I can actually talk about it without becoming overwhelmed, right? Because it's about maturity and growth. Now, I question again, getting back to the point, question if that was the will of God or if that could have been prevented through eating differently, exercising, you know, not drinking, because my grandfather for a significant part of his life was a drinker, not smoking. What is the cause? Because at the end of the day, there's still really no cause for cancer. It's a lot of different issues and things that they'll tell you that causes cancer. So, again, I know we're not talking about cancer tonight, but we're talking about life and what makes life a bitch versus a beach and what we can prepare for on this life's journey from an intervention and prevention perspective. Life's a beach and then you die. That's the topic tonight inside Hump Day Wednesday, September 7th, 2011. It's 10:37 out in Houston, Texas. It's 11:37 in New York City. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. You got CeeLo on vacation. We miss him. We miss the voice. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. Domair, Chesapeake, Toya, Newark, Delaware, Coop, Washington, D.C. Coop, did you hear that report on the damn principal out on the West Coast fondling the girls?
Nah, I didn't hear about that one. Y'all were talking about another one earlier, too, weren't you, with another teacher?
I saw something recently that a teacher was on trial somewhere for doing the hoochie-coochie with a student. And I was just making parents aware. You need to make sure that Dee Dee said something earlier in a report about the lines of communication between parents and their kids. You got to establish it because, you know, my feedback was, you know, these people want to sleep with your kids. And then she came back with a report that the principal had fondled seven girls at a private school. I'm like, I don't know why grown people won't leave kids alone. What's the problem?
Hey, there's some sick individuals in this world. And when I heard y'all talking about it earlier, I thought about it first, though, when you were talking about it the first time, before you started talking about the teacher following the little girls, I thought about the boys. When you hear the stories about the boys, you know, he having sex with his high school teacher or whatever. And so I was on a whole nother comical wavelength. But when you start talking about the men touching little girls, it's like, oh, man, that really touches home where you're like, man, what are you doing that for?
Yeah, man. You are inside Hump Day Wednesday. And clearly, educators want to hump our children. You gotta talk to your kids, my friend. You gotta talk to your kids. It's really sad.
Hold on. Who takes responsibility for the fast little teenagers, though? Let me play devil's advocate. Who takes responsibility for that?
I look at the teenagers a little bit differently than the little kids. The little kids, the teenagers, because I remember I was in my aunt did hair, and I grew up with her like an older sister. I remember being in the hair salon where she worked at, and I would listen to the females talk. I remember this one female talking about how her and her friends used to mess with the principal of one of the big high schools around here and the male counselors. They would mess with them. And it was like a little scheme for them because they would have the guys giving them money and everything, the men giving them money or whatever. And I was like, man, this is some scandalous mess.
It is scandalous. It is scandalous. And you know what, Dee Dee? That's a great question. And I think we're about to dive deep in the last 15 of this joint right here. We'll be right back, everybody. Life, real life, Greg Lewis, man.
Episode of your favorite show. It won't work out if we don't.
paper every time. There's no director on the set to tell us how to make things right. Girl, we gotta work it out. I'm willing to try if you're willing to try.
Brothers, we had them on the show a couple months ago. We definitely have to catch up with them again, see what they have going on.
Get them back on.
Yes, yes. Tonight we've been talking about a little bit of everything, but here before the break, we started talking about those fast-ass kids.
Okay? Let's talk about them fast-ass kids.
Talk about the fast-ass kids. It started with Entertainment National News, where a principal in California is being charged for molesting and fondling, you know, girls between the ages 4 and 7. I think it's 7 counts so far, so who knows what else he may have done that hasn't been brought to light. The mayor's question is, you know, we're always quick to down the adults. Of course, they should know better, but who's monitoring the fast-ass kids?
Exactly.
Hey,
can I ask y'all a question? Yes.
Do y'all know the difference of how, when it's teenagers, y'all know the difference of how it comes out? If it's a girl, and she's not being scandalous like the girls I was talking about, it might come out because has fallen for the older man or whatever, because he's a man, because it's a child, you know. And with my daughter, oh, hell no, I'd be all hell about to break loose. But when it's the boys, it comes out because the boys want to brag to their friends. And then all the word get around that this boy is having sex with an older teacher. But I don't know about Terrence how you feel, but if it was my son, I would look at the difference. I'd be like, all right, go ahead, boy.
No,
you're right. No, you're right.
That's terrible. Regardless of whether it's a boy or a girl. That age difference, when they're in school and we're talking about grown people, it doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl. Like, there, some type of lines need to be drawn. Like, you shouldn't be patting your son on the back because he's laying up with a woman who's 35, 38 years old. Like, that's not cool.
Well, let me say this, though. I agree, Toya. You shouldn't necessarily, you know, pat your son on the back. But let me tell you, I was that son. Now, I never slept with a teacher, right? I never slept with a teacher. Well, let me tell you something.
Yes, you did, Tara. Stop lying.
I could have slept with a teacher, you know. But this is my point is I've always been drawn to older women, so I always had an older woman. Now I always lied about my age as well. I always lie. Now, when I was 16, I was passing as 24 at 16. So I used to lie because I looked mature, but that was my bag. Because guess what? That was just my bag. I was drawn to older women. They were more mature for what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? It just seemed like a match. So to Coop's point, there is a different perception and a different view when it's a dude in an older woman versus a female in an older man.
My question is this. I understand that, but my question is this. I understand you. I'm playing devil's advocate. You always hold the adult responsible, just like when there's an older sibling, younger sibling. You hold the older sibling responsible. But at the same time, who's to say it wasn't that child, teenager, whatever age, that was a little hot in the pants and ass.
Let me say this to close out my point. My parents did not know. My mother did not know that I was involved with those older women. Now, at one point, I was dating a 36-year-old woman when I was like 17 years old. My mother would have never knew. She could have never knew. But guess what? My dad would have been more comfortable with it. He didn't know because he was traveling. That's the only reason he didn't know. But I would have been more comfortable talking to him about it. But my parents didn't know, and they would not have advocated it. It was me. I was that fast ass. But it's a different view because we look at girls different.
Remember the old nursery tale? Remember the old nursery rhyme? Women are, what, girls are sugar and spice and everything nice, and boys are snails and puppy dog tails or whatever?
Right, right.
That's the way we look at them. I mean, it's a little silly little nursery rhyme, but that's the way we look at the female, so that's why the difference. I remember being in school, we had a teacher named Miss Mercer. And Miss Mercer would have gave me a shot. What? But
wow.
I wouldn't have been doing it out of, oh, I really love her, and I just hope we could get married one day. As a man, we'd be like, I didn't want to do it. we used to flirt with all the sexy teachers. I remember it was a lady living next door to my mother. She used to stay home all day. She would be over there. Only reason I didn't do it at that time is because I didn't know when her husband come home, because he had a job when he come home whenever. But she would be talking to me about sex. Ask me, are you doing it yet? And I'd be like, But I wasn't in love with her. A female would be, oh, he's so wonderful and everything. We could have great babies together.
Right.
And it messed with them different differently. Yeah.
We're different. Hey, let's take a pause for the call. We'll be right back, everybody. It's 11:50.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now shorty keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker, she's a stalker.
Popping up at the crib unannounced, doing everything just to be around me.
She's a stalker,
she's a stalker.
Shorty, she's a stalker.
I guess the wood's good, huh? Go figure, that's why they call me Wood. She a go-getter, sleeping in the wood. Sneaking through the hood, no quitter. Shorty follow me like Twitter. Never seen a sister so obsessed, and I'm so stressed. Yes, I guess I got her sprung out, the way you stick my tongue out. That's why shorty dumb out.
She dumb out.
I see somebody peeping through my window. While I'm sleeping, she creeping to get my info. I never really knew what I was in for. I should've never knocked her down like Kimbo. Like the way I lay you down, she a nympho. She know more about me than all my kinfo. Said I'm the only one she care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now the shorty keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave.
private investigator. With my privacy, she keeps surprising me. Hey, day when I hop up in the driver's seat, like MJ, always feel like somebody's watching me. Hiding in the bush with binoculars, is it cause I'm popular? Why she keep popping up? Like a paparazzi, just can't get enough. In the hot seat, ain't no stopping her. Now she camping out outside the telly. Sex after sex, blowing up my celly. What happens next, can somebody tell me? I see it's getting hot in her like Nelly. Really, Jelly of me being a true jock. Open her jukebox, now she on the rooftop. Who stops? Said I'm the one you care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for rocking with us. Hey, coming October 25th, 2011, Tampa Improv Center Stage Live returns to the Tampa Improv. Yo, we're giving away top prize, 1,000 in cash and prizes. For the just that person who ultimately is going to come out as the Tampa Idol. Second prize, $300. Third prize, $150. Center Stage Live returns to the Tampa Improv. It's going down in three shows. Tuesday, October 25th is the first show. Tuesday, November 1st is the second show. A finale, Tuesday, November 15th, Coco Jones performing. Get your tickets now. Log on to www.hacmedia.com. Actually, it's hacmediausa.com for more information. That's www.hacmediausa.com for more information. Center Stage Live returns to the Improv. Hey, I think there's some early bird tickets through the 17th, $10 in advance. Advance tickets, $15, $20 a day of the show. But these events sell out, so there will be no tickets the day of the show. What's cracking? We got Cooper coming to us live out of Washington, D.C. We got another Cooper coming to us live out of Newark, Delaware. That's Toya. Joe Mayer live out of Chesapeake tonight. Tampa, Florida brings myself, your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. It's 11:57, and the crew got some last-minute comments, shout-outs, as we say peace out. Hey, life's a beach, and then you die, but life is what you make it.
And them fans tell kids need not to make it with their teachers, and the teachers not with the kids.
Yeah. Not trying to do the hoochie-coochie with our kids.
No humping on Hump Day Wednesday, people. Stop with the kids, please.
Hey. They grow up to just be, just their lives just be wrecked in some way, shape, form, or fashion, people. Cut it out. Let these babies be babies. They want to be grown so fast. Let them be babies.
That's right. That's right. Especially them girls, and especially if it's my daughter. Stay away from her.
Does your daughter look older than 11, though, Coop? Because y'all know milk has done these bodies good.
Yeah, she's 9. She looks older. That's why I'm telling them teachers to stay away from my daughter, because I'll be up over that bar. You're going to think I done passed the bar, because I'll be over that rail. But if it's my son, I can't even lie. I might have to tell him, hey, don't let your mama know you like that thing.
Right.
I can't even lie. I'm going to look at it differently. And can I say one more thing?
We look at it differently.
Miss Mercer, I'm still the same amount of years younger than you.
Y'all, Martin, yes. When he called up with his third grade teacher, shut up, lady. You know I was bagging. I'm full of two. But
be blessed.
Take care of yourself, because nobody else is going to. So take care of yourself.
Good night, everybody.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.